Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, April 10th. In today's episode, Supreme Court tears into Patanjali founders and Uttarakhand authorities in the false advertisement case. MNS founder Raj Thackeray announces support for BJP in the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister Modi attacks DMK. BJP's 10th list of candidates drops Kiran Kher. Setbacks for Arvind Kejriwal from Supreme Court and Rouse Avenue Court, and Canadian investigation clears India of interference allegations. First up, rejecting Patanjali founders yoga teacher Ramdev and Acharya Balkrishna's second unconditional apology, the Supreme Court today said Uttarakhand drug licensing authorities will also face severe consequences, adding, quote, "We will rip you apart." Hearing the case of false advertisement by Patanjali and Divya Institution, the Supreme Court bench of Justice Hima Kohli and Justice A. Amanullah minced no words when they pointed out that the apology was already in public media before it reached the bench just a day before the trial. Justice Kohli said, and I quote, "Till the matter hit the court, the contemners did not find it fit to send us the affidavits. They sent it to the media first. Till 7:30 p.m. yesterday, it was not uploaded for us. They believe in publicity, clearly," unquote. Appearing for Patanjali, senior advocate Mukul Rohatgi said there was a lapse in judgment in drafting the apology letter, to which Justice Amanullah said lapse was a very small word. The court told drug licensing authority officers present in the court, quote, "Officer, you are dealing with people's lives and you have been playing with people's lives." Adding, quote, "This is not a lapse, it's deliberate and we know how this has happened," unquote. The state licensing authority, it noted, was in deep slumber, and the disdain shown by Divya Pharmacy to the warnings of state authority is, quote, "apparent from the tone and tenor of the reply," unquote. The Supreme Court said Patanjali MD and Baba Ramdev tried to evade personal appearance before the court by making false claims of travel abroad. In the affidavit affirmed on March 30th, flight tickets dated March 31st were annexed. When the affidavit was sworn, flight tickets were not in existence, the Supreme Court said. Noting that officers and Patanjali founders have sought mercy, the top court asked, quote, "What about all the faceless people who have consumed these Patanjali medicines stated to cure diseases which cannot be cured? Can you do this to an ordinary person?" Unquote. And the court mentioned Coronil, publicized by Patanjali as a cure for COVID-19 during the pandemic, flagging the full-page ads. The bench said, quote, "This has happened 6 times, back and forth, back and forth." The licensing inspector remained quiet. There is no report by the officer the person appointed subsequently acted the same. All those 3 officers should be suspended right now, unquote. The court said all who held posts as district Ayurvedic and Unani officers from 2018 till now shall file replies on actions taken by them against these ads. The court said it will pass orders on Ramdev and Balkrishna on April 16th. And next, latest developments in the run-up to the Lok Sabha elections. While the ruling alliance in Maharashtra, Mahayuti, is yet to iron out a seat-sharing deal, they have received support from Raj Thackeray's Maharashtra Navnirman Sena. Mr. Thackeray announced on Gudi Parva, the Maharashtrian New Year, that he was the first person in the country who said Narendra Modi should be the Prime Minister. He also promised unconditional support for the alliance of BJP, Eknath Shinde's Shiv Sena and Ajit Pawar's NCP. Only because of Prime Minister Modi. Sources suggest Mr. Thackeray could be hoping for seats and a comeback to active politics. However, the 3 existing Mahayuti partners are still struggling to formalize a seat deal for the 48 seats in the state. Meanwhile, the BJP released its 10th list of candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. It announced the names of 9 candidates, 7 in Uttar Pradesh and 1 each in Chandigarh and West Bengal. 2 celebrity-turned-politicians have been dropped this term. MP Kiran Kher from Chandigarh is replaced by Sanjay Tandon, while former Union Minister SS Ahluwalia in West Bengal's Asansol replaces Bhojpuri singer Pawan Singh, who withdrew early on after some backlash. However, Mr. Singh has announced he will contest polls. In a post on X, he sought the support and blessings of the public. He said, quote, "I will contest elections to fulfill the promise made to people," unquote, without revealing his intended seat or party. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lashed out at the Dravid Munnetra Kazhagam, or DMK, accusing it of becoming a company of a family. Quote, "DMK has first copyright on corruption, entire family looting Tamil Nadu," unquote. the Prime Minister said at a rally in Tamil Nadu's Vellore, adding that DMK divides people over language, religion and faith. He also raked up the Kachchatheevu Island issue again, claiming Congress had given it away to Sri Lanka, for which Tamil fisherfolk suffer till date. In the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, the DMK-led opposition alliance had won 38 out of the 39 seats in the state. And next, a day after the Delhi High Court dismissed his petition challenging his arrest in the liquor policy case, jailed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal received another setback today from the Supreme Court. The Aam Aadmi Party Leaders' Council sought an urgent hearing today, as the next 4 days are non-business days for the top court. However, the court has refused an urgent listing and said there will be no hearing before Monday. Another rejection came from Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court, which dismissed Mr. Kejriwal's application, seeking more time with his lawyers. Special judge for CBI and ED cases, Kaveri Baveja, dismissed the application, saying there were no sufficient grounds to grant the relief. In yet another blow for the Aam Aadmi Party, the Tihar Jail Administration has denied permission for Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann and Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh to meet Mr. Kejriwal today. The jail administration had reportedly permitted them a meeting earlier, but in a communication sent to Aam Aadmi Party late Tuesday night, they denied permission. Tihar authorities in a release said they will consider safety and security measures first on April 12th and then decide. Aam Aadmi Party leaders also held a meeting at Mr. Kejriwal's residence in the presence of Bhagwant Mann and Arvind Kejriwal's wife, Sunita Kejriwal. They will commemorate B.R. Ambedkar's birth anniversary as Samvidhan Bachao Tanashahi Hatao Day on April 14th. Aam Aadmi Party leader Gopal Rai said it was Mr. Kejriwal's message and wish from the jail that people across the country celebrate this day. Meanwhile, BJP workers staged a protest demonstration demanding Mr. Kejriwal's resignation from the chief minister post and attempted a march towards Aam Aadmi Party's Delhi office. As the crowd got unruly and jumped over police barricades, Delhi police used water cannons to disperse them. Sources suggest BJP's Virendra Sajdeva was injured due to the water cannon and taken to a hospital. Breaking from breaking news, a man called Stuart Lucas Murray from California sued 50 women for $2.6 million for calling him a bad date on a Facebook page dedicated to dating experiences. A judge in Los Angeles civil court ruled that one of the women, Vanessa Valdez, did nothing wrong by sharing her opinion of Murray with the popular online group. The women allegedly targeted by Murray, who claims they ruined his dating life and damaged his reputation, are hoping the ruling will set a precedent and prevent him from further using the legal system against them. After finding no evidence of conspiracy, the LA judge granted an anti-slap motion to prevent the abuse of the legal system to silence the women, Fox 11 LA reported. SLAP is an acronym for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. Now back to news. India did not interfere in Canadian politics, but it is possible that China did. An official investigation into the allegations of foreign meddling in Canadian elections concluded. A panel of senior Canadian officials monitoring the 2021 election in the country were not informed of any attempt by India to influence national polls, the probe found. A poll official told the probe panel, quote, "I do not believe during the 2021 election that we saw evidence of the government of India using those tools in the campaign," unquote. However, the Canadian intelligence agency found that China did interfere in Canada's last two elections, according to testimony in an official probe. This comes days after the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, or CSIS, alleged that India and Pakistan attempted to interfere in the Canadian election that took place in 2019 and 2021, both won by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Under pressure from opposition legislators unhappy about media reports on China's possible role, Trudeau set up a commission into foreign interference. Trudeau is scheduled to testify before the probe panel today. And next, from a homeless drug addict to becoming Oshawa's mayor in Ontario, Canada, Dan Carter had an amazing journey and now uses his position to advocate for housing and fighting against addiction. Quote, "I truly believe in my heart of hearts that everyone is worth saving. That's why it matters to me where we are today and the complexities of housing or homelessness and addiction," unquote, says Carter, elected to the mayor post in 2018. Today, Carter says Canada has the most serious health crisis ever and is calling for a national state of emergency to focus on affordable housing and battling addiction. In Oshawa alone, the number of homeless people jumped from 45 before COVID-19 pandemic to more than 300 today, a rise echoed across Canada. Carter set up a first-of-its-kind regional reception centre in Oshawa, which offers meals and temporary accommodations, but also medical and psychological care. He also established a program to increase collaboration between first responders and social workers, and another aimed at collecting used syringes in parks and public spaces. Last year alone, Oshawa Emergency Services responded to more than 500 overdose calls. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.